Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Jungle of Rodery with your host, Havoc, co-host Ghetto G. Just me at the moment, so we're going to go with another friend of fucking track here. And I think the track we're going to go with, shit, fuck it, Skid Row, it's gone wild.
We'll be right back.
Alright, y'all, we back. Up next, actually, we go to a little ICP. It's time.
Listen up, I wanna tell you, something. Listen up, I wanna tell you, listen up, I want you to know that we're serious. Listen, listen up, listen. From us to you.
For a little bit now, we've been rocking your ass. The future ain't scary, cause we got the past.
Can't nothing ever take away the gathering.
You can take what's happening now, not what I'm rapping about.
And I remember every Halloween into a teacher.
And every project on Mars, these shaman misery.
And even though I don't remember your name from the in-store, swear to God, I couldn't love you anymore.
And you mentioned the abyss in Virginia Beach. And other states, you're so high, the juggalo dreams.
And what about the rock and roll, the development, that crazy-ass house club in Houston?
Tell them with 20,000 websites, hotlines, and clubs.
Gang bangers, crews, nobody's a scrub.
And every last juggler that didn't turn me out. Thank you much, and I hope to see you on the next round.
You know everybody hates on this world of ours.
And if you learn one thing from the Joker cards, let it be that you're the shit in six different views.
Diamond, any way you choose.
And we love you.
Open up a year though.
ICP.
Stop, grab a gang.
Listen.
Getting crazy when we marinate in a flash. Representing Cleveland and we compare show stats.
I rock trees, frog shop, I rock the Octa.
Nautica and the Accord Dust.
And every time we play Denver, cars get rolled over. Juggalos get pissed when the show's over.
Even cities that I'm leaving out, I let me in.
They let me know if they are juggalos, we sticking through thin.
I'm like twisted,
independent,
freestanding.
And always down to give a helping hand.
And everybody else out there, do your thing. Cause it ain't no ducking when the hatchet swings.
We trying to sing,
we try to ride, try to rock and spin.
Yeah. Even if we're foggy and we still ain't clear in 3 years, you look back and tip us a beer.
About these mini gatherings we hear, y'all don't be surprised when we waltz up in
with
there.
With Vampiro and Sabu flying above.
Representing the juggalos with nothing but love.
On TV, they make them try to hide the shit. But real juggalos always bear the hatch.
And all the fresh titty bar DJs with mullets.
I'm nuts while we there, but you hate us and know
it. Yes, you freaky as fuck and you good to go. But don't get excited, think it makes you a juggalo.
We gather once yearly, big top above. And give shit like Big Silver, nothing but love.
But you gotta be fresh and with an open mind.
Or your ass get left behind.
That's why I love y'all.
We go with Great Malenko. What is a juggalo?
Butt stinks and all that. What is a juggalo? He drinks like a fish. hugging people like a drunk bitch. Next thing he's picking fights with his best friend. Then he starts with the hugging again. Fuck. What is a juggalo? A fucking lunatic. Somebody with a rope tied to his dick. Then he jumps out a 10-story window. Oh.
Up next, Brotherhood of Shadows, Juggle of Pride.
Put your hatchets up.
Put your motherfucking hatchets up. It ain't about face paint. Face painted all day, but it still won't change a thing. The Juggalo way can't be bought at Hot Topic. I earn my knowledge through the problems that I got from being honest. And it ain't about a CD collection. Cause a real low can't afford to go and buy a whole section. It ain't no obsession. More like guidelines for a lifetime of blessing. Listen to the message. Jay just gave us a name to banquet. And the chain just made us a fan from strangers. And the fam ain't fans, we like mafia gangsters. Stay with the wicked shit to the day that we banquet. It's all about individuality. Born in, sworn in, no conform in your personality. Reality's the rendition of a chaos theory. A schizophrenic compilation to compensate the weary. For me, I'll be waiting on the wag. Start a fam dance. Starting up a worldwide gathering. Brotherhood of Shadows, bring it back again. Juggalos represent the shoes that you're standing in. See, man, it's just too many of you. There's too many of you trying to say that you're a fucking juggalo, man. You gotta realize, man, that shit, it wasn't something we just saw on the shelf and said, hey, that's gonna be me today. Nah, man, we were raised this way. We were grown this way. This is who we is, man. You gotta understand that. If you don't, get ready for me, man, cause I'm fucking coming for you.
Some of us be working at the one-stop shop. Now you repping on the jersey, taking everything we got. Yeah, it ain't much if you consider family nothing but who's frontin'. I be trusting in my homies cause they know me. Never let me down and they never let me die. If you got the call, would you be down to ride? See, it ain't a gang or a lifestyle movement. It's a family-based series built
up one institute. You got the proof from the people that I know and trust. But you, I can blow you off like the front does. Want a front, Doug? This is why you get no love. If you a psycho writer, better throw your head to Doug. You don't gotta claim it, just be who you be. You don't gotta prove it to nobody. So if you a younger hoe, better keep it on the low. What was murder massacred by a real juggalo? Man, I got something to say to all you motherfucking juggalos out there. Now you ass is claiming on our shit and thinking to yourself, I'm gonna go buy me a t-shirt and I'm gonna be a juggalo this week. Well, fuck you. You can eat a motherfucking black. I don't know who the fuck you think you are. Nah, man, they're just bitches. Fake bitches. Checking my style. Yeah. I'm front like nothing. Nah. Radio shoes and a half a chicken hunting. Got the blunt stuck up, chilling under my brim. Hair light across the chin, keep it trimmed to win. I got the belt, but my pants still hang low. Cause I'm a juggalo, not new, not fresh from back in the day. Smoking past the bomb, head all day. I didn't mean to diss you the wrong way.
You know
way.
Where I got my chain at Walmart for $2 at the motherfucking dog tag machine. And I rock it all day, feeling fresh as I can be. Laughing at these motherfuckers spending cheese and jewelry. See a juggalo, no steady broke. Ain't no front, ain't no joke. Matter of fact, we rock it loud and let it show. See, I'd rather spend my dollars on smoke. Get blow with the lows and blow the ass on these goddamn post to let them know what the Brotherhood of Shadows is all about, man. It's all about the family, no matter what. It always has been.
And it always will be, motherfucker. We're one big family, we stay down.
Yep. And if you think for a second you can get away with that juggalo shit, man,
nah.
Don't come after me, man. You better believe it.
Yeah,
Brotherhood of Shadows.
Alright, motherfuckers, up next, KMK 420.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be 4:20 exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I got two states of mind. Stoned in the sleep. First I hit the sweet leaf and then I have nice dreams. When I get up, awake and bake, take a piss and shake. My clock stopped at 4:20, what you want me to say? I stay blaze all day, no matter where I'm creeping. Hot boxes on your block and at the spot on the weekends. You'll see smoke rising, just who could it be? It's my rhyme across by the D-L-O-6-6.
Get after me, born and raised in the suburbs. Faded off the bus, bump, don't it ask you nurse. Thanks, Johnny Richter, for your nice little handoff. I got some purple cuss, did you bring the sandbox? Let's bounce some bus, we can make a little keef. Spice up the leaf before we smoke this free. Everybody in the scene knows you know the most doja. That's why they label us the Cottonmouth Soldiers.
Having a blast, not giving a fuck, doing my thing, blowing rings through the crowd, being loud and obnoxious. Now the shots I did with pop got me feeling kinda nauseous. But I played it cool and pulled a few snaps, big fat half goals and had a chicken Caesar wrap. Dipping through the whole place, nowhere else I'd rather be the smoking weed with my peeps. Now I'm passing the D.
24/7, every day, every minute, everybody, every corner, grab your love, keep your closure. Beer drinking, beer poppers, ass heads and freaks, all the creatures in the street, heroin addicts and geeks. Mount King signed a one-way contract to see the world and smoke the killer chronic. V-Lope said it, so don't you forget it. It's 4-4-2-0 and I flow.
Yeah.
And up next, let's go to another track here. Let's go with... Shit. I say... Lil White, Jelly Roll, and Twisted. One of them days.
It's foggy, it is so so cold. I'm running so low on dough. I'm so, so broke. I'm lonely. My girlfriend won't hold me. What have I become? I'm a loser, I'm a phony. I'm losing all my homies lately, I don't even know me. No one to console me and no one can control me. Maybe I'm addicted, cause when I get lifted, my spirit shifted. And then I'm thinking that I'm gifted, I'm so crazy. Back and forth, schizophrenic, maybe, I don't know. All I know is when I blow the dro, I'm good to go. It heals my soul, now I can face the world, embrace the world. And remember, never ever chase a girl. Learn to make a change and try to maintain. No wood grain and candy paint, but I got Mrs. Mary Jane. She takes away the pain, so I cannot complain. Just put the pot up in the bowl every day to stop the rain.
Play for the loser, so I gotta smoke this pain away. Same shit, different day, I smoke this pain away. Feel like the show to pay, nothing ever goes my way. Fuck what them haters say, and I smoke this pain away. Play for the loser, so I gotta smoke this pain away. Same shit, different day, I smoke this pain away. Feel like the show to pay, nothing ever goes my way. Fuck what them haters say, and I smoke this pain away.
Fountain of imperfection, my connection to affection is a cold embrace, attached to a sour face. No love for me, I'm ugly, I'ma smoke the pain away. No cuts for me, I'm bloody, and these scars are here to stay. Carry them lightweight through the world, I'm on a mission with my faith being the outcome of all my decisions. And my wishes are just that, figments of all my dreams, a chance to turn a chaotic life and make it serene. I'm a dreamer in my own right, without a question, imaginative assassination, just like I'm John Lennon. People desecrating my grave with no respect. Smoke one for me, shit, smoke three, I'm stressed. So much smoke in my lungs that I feel I'm losing my breath. And I feel there's nothing left for me, cause life is so strange. If it wasn't for the pain, then I wouldn't have a thing.
All my cash and going nowhere fast. I got just enough to function, cause I'm smoking on grass. Catch me up in the pad, missing the chances I had. Reminiscing on the bad, hoping I can buy a bag. I'm smoking on a blunt, got a problem, roll it up. Mama tell me that I'm special, but I keep on fucking up. My lady say she love me, but I see she's had enough. Keep my feelings bottled up and hope she never brings it up. The pain of thinking different would be way too much to handle. Some people live in Disney World, a smile in Orlando. My life is filled with misery, I'm singing a soprano. The hurt I feel is real, so I rap over pianos. Pass another joint so I can puff away the pain. It's way too late to change the thoughts that's running through my brain. Ain't no solving my problems, only arguing through it. So I smoke a blunt of chronic instead of swallowing bullets. Play for the loser, so I gotta smoke this pain away. Same shit, different day, I smoke this pain away. Feel like there's hell to pay, nothing ever goes my way. Fuck what them haters say, and I smoke this pain away. Play for the loser, so I gotta smoke this pain away. Same shit, different day, I smoke this pain away. Feel like there's hell to pay, nothing ever goes my way. Fuck what them haters say, and I smoke this pain away.
I sit in cemeteries, holding it down, watching the raindrops on my reflection hit. Ground. I see an angel pointing my direction, wearing a frown. I feel the pain, but it ain't the thing I can do for now. So I feel strange, so now I'm just letting the smoke build. I got enough pressure to deal with, death's on the real pimping. I can admit it, I'm addicted and all that. The weed keeps me from killing people who wanna laugh at. Instead I give you them axe tracks when I'm waxed. Magic is black like a blunt, I'll split your backpack. Might even kidnap your little rat, so thank you God for the weed. Helping me get past that. I'm on the fast track to hell, that's what they telling me. But I just tell them all to fuck off, ain't no helping me. That's why I seldom see friends and family. For me, my kids don't even like me. Fuck it, homie, roll the weed.
Hey,
and we're back. Up next, what do you say we go with some motherfucking pros after somebody here? And I say we go with Darker Shade of Grey.
Back and you save me. Damn, see the industry, never been a friend of me. If you married to the game, then you committing polygamy.
Mr. Briggs is in full day, speaking toxicity. No, we do it religiously as we raise the humidity.
Yeah.
Mainstream is full of facts and whack lines. I'm looking for the quarterback to tell him it's sack time. He fumbled the ball when he practicing at halftime. I let your water mic, but now I'm coming to get mine. Yeah.
These eyes do not see what you and I see. Behind these eyes, one finds only blackness, the absence of light. These are the eyes of a psychopath.
Get a gallon of gasoline and a book of matches. Punish these motherfuckers that corrupt the masses. Yeah, Mr. Briggs, bitch, I'm taking over one way or another. Even if it means killing you, your brother, and your mother. I'ma take it to the top no matter what it takes. By any means necessary is the fucking mind state. Simple music and isolated, we running shit. Hot enough to burn down hell with the flames that we spit. Other rappers need to get on our level. I ain't scared of shit, bitch, I've been toe-to-toe with the devil. Fuck rapping, we can settle this shit with the fist slapping your lips. Then go and get your motherfucking face split. A message to these rappers on the TV screen. A blind man told me you the weakest that he's seen. But don't think I'm hating, I fuck with certain ones. But the rest of you motherfuckers, I'm killing for fun.
And we are back. And up next, fuck it.
How about we go with?
You know what? Shadows of the Undead. Party like a Juggalo. Whoop, whoop.
And we're back. And ghetto, when the fuck did I become the voice of reason for shit?
That's news to me.
Yeah, it's news to me too, because it just happened. Because I'm up in all the juggalo chat. You got this kid who's in high school going, oh man, I almost had to beat someone's ass because he was hating on me, saying turn that gay ass insane clown pussies off. So I
did
told
you
him
really,
first, though,
did you really jump in that conversation?
Yes. And he goes, so I told him, first of all, fuck you. If you say that again, I'll kick your fucking ass. Second of all, it's Boondocks, not ICP. And, you know, I decided to chime in saying, and you wonder why we get a bad rep. Threatening the hater just because he said something instead of saying, I'll kick your ass if you say it again. And, you know, and this is true. I mean, and, you know, and I know for a fact, even you would agree with me on this one. You know, fucking, you know, let it go in one ear and out the other. You know, and I mean, come on, there's really no point in getting into a pointless fight that, you know, that just gives us even more of a bad name. And, you know, if he swings first, then kick his ass. But if you ain't getting swung on, ignore the hate and just walk away.
Well, usually the only people that have anything to say are little kids, and I just can't, you know, beat up a little kid.
Exactly. And funny enough, this dude actually agreed with me. He goes, yeah, well, maybe I did go a little overboard because it was the last hour and I got a little pissed already. And I told him, so shit, throw on your headphones, bump your music instead of going overboard with it. And I told him, you know, I mean, come on, you know, no matter where you go, there's going to be hate. You know, people get hate on no matter where the fuck you go. But instead of, you know, taking with your fucking fist, use your head, let anyone hear it, but not out the other. You know, like I said, you know, like I said, unless you're like in your face swinging on you first, then swing back. But you know, there's no point in fucking in a pointless fight if they're just talking.
Shit, man. My whole life, man, I was made fun of, man. And I never even did shit to people. But you know, they always had something to say. So nowadays, now after all that, nowadays, now that I'm grown up, man, I'll give you a fucking reason to hate me.
Exactly. I mean, come on, man. You got this other dumb fucking up in here. The hell is his damn name? Where the fuck did he go? I'm going to jump into that one. Just cause.
I don't know. I never really got into, like, a bunch of bullshit because I listened to ICP.
Yeah, exactly my point, man. I mean, come on. You know, it's fucking stupid, you know. You know, get into a fight with somebody, like a physical fight, just because they run in the mouth. I mean, you know, if they swing on you first, fine, whoop their ass. Fucking off, whoop their ass. But you know, if all they is just in there talking shit running in their mouth because of the fact, you know, one, they ain't gonna do shit. Two, you know, more likely they know you'll whoop their ass anyway. But seriously.
Yeah, that brings me back to when I worked at the movie theater. And I was the person taking the tickets that day. And this black kid at the time, he was hitting on my girlfriend, right? He was just being stupid, right? And then he left, you know, after, you know, I don't know, we exchanged some words, whatever the fuck happened. But it was funny because he left, and then he came back, and he's like, you know you can kick my ass, right? I was like, yes, I know this. And then these other two black kids came in, man. He's like, we can handle that for you if you want us to. I was like, go ahead.
Yeah, man, I mean, come on, bro. You got all these dumb fucks in here. You got this one dude fucking Brandon, whatever the fuck his name is, Brandon Pike or something like that, saying, who's going jump rope hunting? Like, come on, man. Like, seriously, like, you just could. Like, that right there. Again, it's going to give us fucking a bad fucking name even more because of the fact, you know, just because of the fact, you know, you see him as a fucking juffalo, you're going to, like, you're just going to walk up to him and start beating the fucking shit out of him for us. I mean, come on. Seriously, use your fucking head.
Speaking of jugatards. So how about that girl in that singles group's leaving it?
Yeah, I saw that. Honestly, when I saw that, I put my cigarette in and I started clapping.
I was like, man, what the hell? And then somebody was in that conversation like, you're an attention whore.
Oh, man. I mean, do we really care that you're leaving? No. I mean, this is like, you know, you said, anybody who's better than me, I'm deleting my account. Well, we don't care.
Well, I wasn't your friend. So I don't
care.
Yeah,
I'm not either.
Matter of fact, somebody deleted me today, and I have no idea who it was.
Bad. I get deleted by somebody all the time. But hey, luckily for me, I've got my unfriended app. It shows me who fucking deleted me, and I just laugh about it.
Well, shit, man, I was curious to see who deleted me, but I didn't figure it out. So in that, I was just going through my list, deleting all the people that didn't have pictures.
And on top of that, yeah, I don't know. I think it was like yesterday or the day before or something like that, where, you know, someone was bitching about the fact that, you know, that someone, like, stole their gear. I mean, come on. It's gear. You can just go buy some new shit.
Well, I'd understand if it's some old shit you can't find no more, I'd understand.
Yeah, but, I mean...
Well, then again, I'd be damned I'd just let somebody steal my shit, though.
But still, I mean, you know, fucking, apparently it goes to Charm and some CDs. I mean, you know, half the shit, like, half these CDs, you know, you can just get again online or something like that. As for a Charm, like, shit, I mean, you know, you can just go to fucking Hatchigate, you go to fucking Spencer's, you know, just fucking pick up a new Charm. You know, it's not a big deal.
Was it a real Charm?
I don't know, though.
Because if it was a real Charm, that is a big deal. If it's one of them shitty plastic ones from Spencer's, then, yeah, you can replace that in a second.
Exactly. Here I am being the voice of reason for people. What the fuck happened?
Here I am being the dick to people.
Well, that's nothing new.
Like a girl that's in that group posted up that picture of her sucking on that big-ass Jolly Rancher or whatever. And I was like, your parents must be so proud.
Oh, I mean, hey, you know what? If, you know, if she can't get an actual job, you know, they want something constructive, hey, you know what? She could get a job being on the corner.
Well, I saw this video that one of these pages posted up. It was him standing in a house or some shit, filming this black guy in like a doorway with this fat ass white chick. And she was getting ready to suck his dick, and then she was sucking his dick, and then like a few minutes in there, dude just ripped a wad of money out of her hand and then took off. Straight up robbed her.
Oh, man. That's always fun.
I mean, it was just your typical day, you know, black guy getting head from a fat white bitch.
Like people want to get fucking tattoos of people of somebody like on them. Like this one chick, I'm watching fucking Ink Master. This chick wants to get a fucking tattoo of Dave Navarro on her fucking leg.
This must have been the episode I was on yesterday.
Yeah, I think I missed it. But more than likely, that's just gonna probably get covered up within a fucking couple days.
Yeah, same thing with all those eye tattoos.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, you gotta be stupid, you know, to want to be getting a fucking tattoo, get tattoos on your fucking eyelids. I mean, come on, that's the most difficult place to fucking get a tattoo. Plus, it's the most hardest place to get a cover up on as well.
How would you even cover that up?
Well, that's my point right there. It's, you know, it.
You cut off your fucking eyelid.
Exactly. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, like I said, that's the most difficult place to get a fucking cover up on because of the fact.
If you actually went to try, what could you possibly put over it and make it go under?
That's very difficult because, especially the fact the eyelids, like, you know, so fucking small. You know,
well, thanks for pointing that out, Captain Obvious.
I mean, with the fact, you know, there's, you know, not, I mean, come on, like, seriously, like, you have, like, absolutely no space to work with for a cover for this shit.
Well, thanks for stating everything I just said. Thank you. Thank you for mocking me. I'm glad I answered my own question.
Well, I mean, there are stuff you could cover it up with. It just, you know, it varies and depends on, you know, what you really want. I mean, you know, you could pull a fucking Jeff Hardy and get, you know, eyeballs fucking tatted on your fucking eyelid.
But those aren't real.
Exactly.
That's just face paint.
Well, yeah, that's face paint, but there are people that, you know, that would actually get a tattoo of an eyeball on their fucking eyelids. Oh, joy. Someone decided to add me because of my comment to that dude about the whole fucking wanting to play people.
Ow. Bitch, little kid.
And I hope not. We'll find out how old he is. But I gotta say that that track by fucking Prozac is pretty badass. The fuck was it again? Darkest Shade of Grey.
Yeah, the whole CD's good.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I ended up playing that track like a minute ago.
Matter of fact, he has like maybe 2-3 videos out already for like tracks off of that CD.
Let's
and then on top
see.
Of that, these Juggalo groups, man, they're far behind. Just now saying their thoughts on the CD and shit, man. I was like, man, if I can just gave my thoughts like days ago. Slow ass motherfuckers.
I guess I'll add this person to find out who the fuck they are. I didn't really want to add you, but okay. I gotta find out how old you are just by adding you. Fuck it. His fucking about me really makes absolutely no sense. It says, don't have time for this. If you don't know me, then start learning. School is not in session forever. Sure. He goes, so sit down and let me lace you up. That's just creepy and disturbing. Let me lace you up. The fuck?
What is that, like some MGK lyrics?
I hope not. Otherwise, it's just getting deleted on a fucking heartbeat.
I don't know. Ain't a CD called, like, Lace Up? Some shit.
I don't know what the fuck that CD's called. I'll listen to that motherfucker.
Come on, Mr. DJ. You're supposed to know your music.
I don't know shitty artists. Sorry.
You know them. Quit playing dumb.
I don't listen to that motherfucker. I don't listen to shitty artists.
You still know who he is, though.
Unfortunately, yes. I know who he is, but don't listen to him. But we'll find out by going to this motherfucker's page of music.
Jeez, it takes you for fucking ever to click it.
Yep, I'm going to guess so because of the fact he's got Machine Gun Kelly as one of his friends. Well, not one of his, like, whatever, friends, like, whatever the fuck you want to call him.
That must be who he looks up to. Feel sorry for him.
Oh, feel even more sorry because he has fucking razor blade real as another
one.
Oh,
life. God.
Let's see.
I swear, man, that's like the most hated guy on fucking Facebook. Mainly just because everybody tries to promote him and nobody cares.
He even has Britney Spears as his like.
Shit, that's better than the other two.
Oh, nope, it gets worse. He has Lil Wayne and LMAFO.
No, fuck no.
And Drake.
I love these people that add you. It's amazing.
Look, even Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Yeah. Why did you add me? Go away.
See what happens when you talk to people?
Yeah. Maybe I should stop talking to people.
Or start talking to people that are smart.
Oh, look, he even has Bloodstain as a friend. Motherfucker who worked with Joker. Fuck out of here. You're gone. You're done.
Wow.
He even has a fucking... He has Cold 187 as a fucking lake.
Dude, he struck the fuck out a long time ago.
Oh, I guess you could stay on my page, but I ain't never going to talk to your ass because you have shitty music.
Well, that's right. He'll probably never talk to you either.
Yeah, I'll never respond to him either. If he does try talking to me. How about the fact that he got this one chick up in all Juggalo's chat fucking calling everybody fake because of the fact no one would lend her money?
Well, you want to know something? She's fake. Hey, I'm broke.
Oh, man. Yep. I'm broke. Tonight, just like the Big Show.
You still got that song on the soundboard by Whitney Payton?
One.
I'm broke.
Oh, but I can put it up there if I can find it on my computer.
Did you even look?
Well. I know we have a couple Whitney Payton tracks like Crazy and shit, but we ain't got that one up on the soundboard. So let me see what I can do about finding some motherfucking Whitney Payton.
Yeah, hour from now, we could pick up where we left off.
But. Let's see. KO. Nope. Oh, let's start this. Let me fucking hit it.
Well, if need be, you can go to her Reverb page. I believe it should still be there.
Yeah, it should be there. We'll find out.
you think that dude feels that that chick is getting him tattooed on her? What do you feel about that?
I feel sorry for her.
He's probably like, the fuck? Or he'll probably fuck her afterwards.
Probably. Or both. I'm fucked and then fucked her. Ah. Why the fuck is someone posting about Barbie? A Juggalo group, nonetheless. Great story goes, a friend of mine was talking about how they have all these different Barbies, but when it comes to a gay or a drag or trans Barbies, I've never seen one. So she had made a petition to make a drag tranny or drag Barbies. So take a moment out of your busy Facebook life and sign it. Thank you. I'm going to comment and say no.
That's a no? All them people in that group are pretty much out of the stage of toys.
Damn puss. That's all kids need is to pick up a fucking drag queen Barbie.
Yeah, they already got pregnant Barbie and like pregnant baby dolls and shit.
Yeah.
That's just what they need to buy a fucking Barbie doll. They got a dick.
Here, kids. Have a Barbie. It comes with a dick.
Ken would be jealous.
Yeah. And unfortunately, we end up having way too many more fucking pregnant teens. Like, here, kids. Take this dick and learn how to fuck.
Well, that's an ongoing thing as we speak.
But here we go, ghetto. This is for that chick that's saying people are fake because we won't give her money. Pretty Payton, featuring Ajax. I'm broke.
Take it to the right. Take it to the left.
Then I need to hear you say, I'm broke. I'm getting bread to eat, but I won't stop
until I'm cozy. In the garden three times a day, bringing down a OZ. I'd rather fuck them raw than put a ring around the rosy. Kind of sore boy, catch me with a pocket full of posy. Don't tell me about the struggle, bitch, I'm out here bleeding daily. Searching for the promised land, I'm going freedom crazy. It takes a team to reach the top, don't be a greedy baby. Fuck your death, job, lifestyle, the trees will pay me. I have no other options, gotta get right with the quickness. Gonna get my slice of the pile of bread, gonna get my bite of the biscuit. Pay my debts to zero, sauce my year, don't quite delicious. Gotta get that fast bread, I smash it, but quite the difference. And you know, don't find my shine, gonna get by my race. Got four things on my mind, so I get high, sit back, clock my pay. When I walk that 9 to 5, I'm out here grinding every day. So I push that clock out, and it's punch in, it don't climb my way.
Canadian dollars, we own Australian dollars, we own foreign stocks, we own oil, we own gold. So if you own those things, then this is not a disaster. But if you're the typical American who has dollar income, who has dollar-based investments, your wealth is evaporating. The problem is we're on the verge of an economic collapse.
And we're back.
Y'all.
Apparently someone's bitching up in there saying, anyone else thought it was bullshit Tech N9ne never put anyone on Psychopathic on his albums, but he went on theirs. Nah, who cares?
Yeah, who fucking cares?
But
Calico did tracks with, like, Twisted and shit.
Yeah, well, apparently he doesn't care about Calico. He's talking about Tech N9ne.
I didn't know it really mattered.
I didn't either.
Tech N9ne puts out a new CD every so many months, man. It's bound to happen sometime.
Yeah, right? I mean, come on. I mean, just because he didn't fucking put them on his album, who cares? Grow the fuck up. Get a life.
Yeah, people think about the stupidest shit.
Yeah, people have way too much fucking time on their hands.
Well, I mean, people got a lot of time on their hands, but, like, when they think of shit like that, then it's like, fuck is wrong with you?
But, oh, great. Tech N9ne fucking talking about another EP already.
We've already known this. It's called Therapy.
So, he just put out something else. He doesn't need another EP.
Man, he was talking about that EP, like, I swear, before something else even came out.
But, people are just retarded.
But Tech N9ne needs to realize that the people aren't going to buy all his EPs, man. They're just going to buy his albums.
Yeah, there's one person just wicked going, and why would he promote ICP? ICP never promoted Tech. He was just a featured artist. He didn't get promotion. All the Tech fans knew about Tech because they were juggalos. Like I said, he supported juggalos 100% just because he didn't have a track on his own.
album with Ice Spew is irrelevant. Boo hoo, quit being an emo. Okay, if ICP's never promoted Tech, then what, you know, then why would they have Tech on the Gathering of the Juggalos? Why would they do shows with Tech? Oh yeah, and why would they have them on tracks with them? Because last time I checked, having them featured on a track counts as promoting the artist. Dumbass.
Well, it's a big part of ICP why Juggalos even heard of Tech N9ne.
Exactly.
Even Tech N9ne says that in a song. Said something about something, and then the Juggalo spotted him or something. Whatever how the fuck that line goes.
Yeah,
so it's
exactly
mainly because of ICP why many Juggalos heard of Tech N9ne and support Tech N9ne now.
But still, I mean, to say that he basically never promoted Tech, you're retarded.
I don't even know. I don't understand why people just can't listen to music and just shut the fuck up.
They're retarded.
My life is over. ICP's never been on a Tech N9ne album.
Oh my god, I'm gonna kill myself. Emos. But I want to comment on that bitch's fucking. The fuck, why did my shit go black for? Oh.
Once you go black, you never go back.
I guess so, because Facebook's going all black on me.
See that?
Oh, fuck. Went black and then they froze. And they never went back.
Exactly.
Damn it, why is my Facebook being racist? Ah, there we go. Ah,
there we go.
Okay, I give up. All Juggalos chat. Or die. I don't know. I think a few of these people who opened that chat need to go play some Russian roulette with each other.
Fucking lit. medicine. I wanna chop you up and leave you for the mortician. It's kinda funny how you're leaving me for bullshit. And if I see you with, I swear to God, I'm gonna go get him. Sit him down with the gun, watch a roulette. Be a him, bitch, make you wanna take bets. It's just my stress, maybe that's why I freak out. As I take my 9 out and put it up in your mouth.
Bullet in the chamber, is it fake? Yeah, do I pull the trigger when the barrel's in my face? I can feel my heart break, so I pace myself. Do I really got the balls to fucking kill myself? Me and my friends do hell, look what we do for fun. If we ain't cutting ourselves, then we playing with guns. You might think we're nuts, but we think life sucks. We can give a fuck what you think about us.
If you wanna play the game, it's on you.
Come up again, Seroquel shit, fuck 100 milligrams. Quenti aviene fumarate, rate. Release this monkey off my back and get these demons out my body. A bloody hobby is what consists. When you charge to live your life, know what a pile of shit. Motherfuckers be like, cram, and I be like, yeah, you goddamn right. I brought the fucking body bag, dim down lights. Twin chrome in the mini mag, insane D and genocide known as Dark Half. My voice gum sits across the table, slides me a rusty revolver from a dead man's stable. I take it and cock it and spin that shit. Fucking showcase showdowns between brain and clip. If it ends, I'm going out with a bang. Just know I love my family, but fuck this life of pain.
If you wanna play the game, it's on you.
And we're back.
Pizza, pizza.
Listen here, Little Caesars.
Oh, shit.
Oh, joy. Boone decided to jump in.
No.
Not up on here. Into the whole conversation there.
I don't give a fuck where it's at. No.
He goes, hey, we all can't be as cool as the haters since their iPod has Owen John and the Village People on it.
What?
He goes, hey, we all can't be as cool as the haters since their iPod has Elton John and the Village People on it.
So I'm to stay at the YMCA.
I'm for being... Those Caesars are fucking those people.
Your candle blew out long ago, but your legend never will.
This is your out, Judd. Go away.
Mama, don't let us text us to be your famous last words. Yeah, just go die already.
The hell did you just say?
I said don't let a text message be your famous last words.
Don't text and drive, kiddies. Well, unless you have an emo in the trunk.
In that case, text all you want, and hey, right before the car's about to crash, jump out and let the motherfucker die.
It's always amazing how when a track ends, that's when I got pissed. So why would you say we go from 7 Dust?
You dickhead.
You can't stop fucking with my ass! Stop fucking with my ass! We'll be right back.
You just did.
Stop fucking with my head. Man, that made that old ass lady look scary as fuck.
I think it's funny how dude Josh is just retorted.
Who the fuck is Josh?
On, Master.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know these people's names. But is that one judge dude, man, ain't he? Wasn't he on, like, that other tattoo show with Kat Von D?
Yep. Corey Miller. He was a part of LA Inc. for a while.
Yeah, definitely.
Why is he on this show now?
As a judge?
Yeah, why is he a judge?
Oh, I mean, Corey Miller, you know, definitely one of the pioneers and, like, one of the most famous well-known tattoo artists out in Cali, actually.
But there used to be somebody else on this show that wasn't him.
Yeah, no, Corey Miller is definitely the fucking shit when it comes to the tattoos. I mean, dude's a fucking legend. Like, holy shit. Dude's been tattooing for, fucking long ass time, since like the age of 15. Man, he's 46 now. Yeah, but yeah, like what they're doing is like you know, like they're having like, you know, the like infamous, like, you know, famous tattoo artists, you know, people, you know, who, you know, brought so much, you know, back in the day to now as judges, you know, critique, you know, the tattoo artists and shit. I mean, that makes more sense. But, you know, the other judges that, you know, they brought in before, that made absolutely no sense. Because of the fact they were bringing, like, football players as fucking judges for the beat, tattoo judges.
Man, that's something that'll never make sense right there. That football dude took over Regis Philbin's spot on that morning show with, you know, Kelly. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't really watch the Regis show.
Remember that show that he had in the morning? It was like Regis and Kelly or whatever the fuck it was called.
I don't think I ever watched that.
Whoever, since he left, then they replaced it with this football guy, and it's just awkward.
Oh, yeah.
It's like he just doesn't fit, you know?
Yeah, just the fact, you know, after they're bringing in tattoo artists, football players, you know, to be tattoo judges. I mean, yes, they have tattoos, but is this limit qualify them to be judges?
So who the hell just went home? That guy with the beard?
It's Jason. Yeah.
Was it the guy with the beard though?
I think so. I kind of went back to see like what I missed. Fucking that dude Josh opened his mouth and Tattoo Baby ripped him off a new fucking asshole. I think it's funny how that dude Josh is like, is thinking, you know, tattoo artists are supposed to be role models. Fuck out of here.
Okay, then.
Let's see here. I think it's funny how I managed to find the Tilt-A-Whirl music video on fucking music choice, and it's so weird watching that video and fucking it being censored.
You've never seen it censored?
Not really.
Wow. Then you've never watched it on TV before.
This is probably the first time I actually saw it on a fucking on music choice for AT&T, and the fact that it's censored, it just makes it weird.
Well, of course it's censored. Did you really expect it to be uncensored?
Yes. So, in honor of the censored crap, let's go with the uncensored crap.
You called it.
Tilt the world. All you motherfuckers are gonna die. Everybody. You dying every day. Constantly. I kill myself right motherfucking now and still won't die.
Try them.
Wicked clown.
Never.
Never die. What?
Oh my goody, look a chicken. Keep your money. Here's a ticket.
Hold up, keep your kids out here. They too young to play in there.
Step right up, now strap them in. Lock it tight under his chin.
Clamp his arms up to his side. It's gonna be a helly ride.
Now if you misplace an item, psychopathic, straight up find them.
If you lose your nugget, yo, hatchet ain't responsible.
Look and wonder if you will, cause we about to whip and kill.
Think about your every sin as I tilt a whirly spin. They won't fuck the line, put him up front.
Welcome to our spectacle, Kearney Rice eccentric goal.
Hope you like it, even though have to mingle with the pole.
Hey, you go, sir, have a seat. You got to taste his ride as neat.
Tell you now to ride as fast. Might want me to hold your cash.
We shone a spin until your soul leaves your body dead and cold.
Tilt your whirly spraying blood all over the neighborhood.
Yeah.
and we are back. So much better than the censored shit.
Yeah, ho.
Listen here, Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
Go back to making shitty pizza.
Since when does Little Caesars say, yeah, ho?
As of now.
Let's see.
Yeah, ho, pizza, pizza.
Yeah. That'll draw people in.
Well, you know, I just might draw in the prostitute pizza.
Well, prostitutes gotta eat too, Havoc.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
And what year did the fucking original Survivor come out?
Survivor?
Yeah,
what,
that show.
TV show?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. Never even watched that show, like, ever.
I haven't either. But apparently, David fucking... Special Olympic girlfriend there watched it when she was 10. I don't even think it was out when she was that long ago.
I don't know, man. That show's been on for a long fucking time.
I don't know. I want to find out when the fuck that shit first like came out.
Well, Google it.
And I Googled it. That's what I'm looking for now. It's about 26 seasons.
26 seasons. See, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, 371 episodes.
After the first season, we knew it was fucking fake. God damn it.
No,
we know you're not fucking stranded. We know you got food.
Yeah. Each other.
Only if they're cannibals.
But some dumbass up in the fucking old Jungle chat posted up. Today is Thursday, September 19th, 2013. Yesterday, in the season opener of Survivor, Blood versus Water, Marissa got voted out by sent to Redemption Island to join Rupert and Candace. I swear that this dude fucking came in here just to make sort of fucking diary of fucking shit that went down. He goes, My Vancouver Canucks lost to the Edmonton Oilers in a preseason game with the final score of 4-1. In the Champions League, 2 days ago, blah, 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 Madrid, blah, blah, blah. Like, dude, really? You decided to post all this shit up in here?
Yeah.
And so, you know, of course, I decided to say I don't want to give a fuck. And then I just had to go, hey, Bobby Leon! No one gives a fuck.
Yeah, that's like in that singles group, man. That one gangster motherfucker thought it would be cool to post a whole bunch of pictures of himself. But nobody gave a fuck except the call guy, bitch. Oh, and get this, man. This was the best thing I saw. Her eye must have deceived her. Because these two dudes commented on one of her statuses. And she was like, thank you, Let. I was like, that's two dudes right there. What the fuck?
That's fucking awesome.
It's not even like they had weird names or anything. It was like Richard and something.
Thank you, Let. Well, I'm a dude, so that's my check. That wasn't all that.
I'm surprised nobody said anything about that.
Well, if I could find it, I'm going to say something about it.
I'm surprised they didn't say anything about it.
They probably just accepted and be like, yeah, we're Lets now.
They were just probably like, whatever, man, this bitch is ugly.
And cockeyed.
Yeah. People that keep feeding her sexy comments need to stop.
And then this bitch did say that she was leaving the fucking group and shit.
She's still there.
Yeah, she's still posting shit.
What the fuck?
I should be like, I thought you were leaving.
Go ahead.
Let's do it.
I don't think Eddie Murphy would be too happy.
Oh, well. Yeah, but more or less, the Eddie Murphy plan of calling me a thirsty dude.
Well, actually, Eddie Murphy, I am pretty thirsty right now.
Yeah, I am too. Hey, look, I got ginger ale.
Only you can drink that nasty shit just because.
That's not bad.
It's fucking disgusting.
Let's see what we got up on here. We got that dumbass Dakota Bounds. I don't know how to pronounce your name. Fuck this Juggle Only crap, motherfucker. Fuck your Juggle Only shit. I bet you that fucking Chauncey Chocolate chick that was asking for white Hispanic dudes. Yeah, more likely she's probably a fucking stripper.
She a fat black chick.
Yeah, she's got the name Choco.
Man, she probably ain't no damn stripper. Ain't nobody want to see that shit.
Yeah. And this dude fucking Tommy DeBoard is fucking retarded. I swear, like, this dude does not know proper English.
What's that?
Let's see, Tommy DeBoard goes, who add me on, add on, Tommy DeBoard. There we go, I just told a Giddle G thing. I said, Tommy DeBoard, English, do you speak it?
Probably not. Man, it's like them damn people that type statuses and shit in another language, and it's like, what the fuck are you saying?
Well, on his status, for a second time I go, speak English. I swear this dude does not know how to fucking type properly.
But did he spell it right?
Yeah, he just doesn't make a complete sentence. He goes, who add me on, add on, Tommy DeBoard?
Man, that's just some foreign fuck, man. Shouldn't be on the internet.
Yep. Juggle it, Angel. Single right here again. Well, good luck with that one. You look kind of ugly. You could look busted as all hell. Oh, that face is busted.
Busted!
Let's see. This Michigan load needs some fam from Michigan. Well, he kind of figured. You're from Michigan. Three middle medals. Says, I am in need of a friend right now. Tomorrow, can't switch tomorrow, right? Is the anniversary of my wreck I was in when I was 9 and had to watch my mom die in it. You realize this is a singles group, right? Nobody gives a fuck.
Why do people feel the need to post stories like that?
I don't know. No, the better question is, why do people feel the need to post stories like that in a single jugglers and jugglers group?
I don't know, for sympathy.
Johnny Diaz, tits make them an ass, don't make the woman. It's how she treats and presents herself. There is nothing wrong with being proud of what you look like, but there is an issue when you feel like you have to be an attention whore.
Well,
Johnny Diaz.
The personality thing, man, definitely, man. If you talk to a chick and she's just, like, retarded, and it's like, the fuck, man. I don't care if you do got nice titties, man. You just dumb.
Kareem Abdul-Jamil Robertson.
Oh, here we go again.
all day
yesterday, he kept talking about this guy.
Savvy kills kitties. Who wants to add me on Skype? No one.
Nobody.
Chubby Litton, I'm still sexy. Bitch, you weren't sexy.
Bitch, I just want to jiggle your belly.
You know what? I should ask that. I should be like, can I jiggle your belly?
can I rub your Buddha belly? If I rub your belly, will I get one wish?
Why the fuck are you talking like Dusty Rhodes?
I didn't realize that was Dusty Rhodes, man. He talks with more like a stutter. And half the time, I don't even know what the hell Dusty Rhodes is saying.
I know, but I don't even think he understands what the hell he's saying.
Have you ever been faked, punched in the face, and been knocked out for an entire night? Dusty Rhodes says. Speaking of him, is he going to be in the new video game?
I don't know.
I don't remember reading his name.
I'm not sure. I'll go look for that in a minute.
But I'm kind of pissed that they're putting the whole WrestleMania thing in that game, though. I'm kind of pissed about that. They already did a whole fucking game on that.
Yeah, I know, right?
And I hated that game.
Well, I decided to point out the obvious for cockeyed bitch saying, you realize they're not less.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Of course not. Because your eye was wandering again.
Now she's one of them people who need to get one of them tattoo eyes on her eyelid. She just close her eye and she'd be good.
Metal J. Roach, am I really that ugly? I should comment yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. So
let's
is that
see.
A dude? Is that dudes fucking fishing for compliments?
Apparently.
I didn't realize dudes did that shit.
Oh, now we know.
I'm gonna start doing that so people could tell me I'm ugly.
I think it's funny how that savvy bitch name is anything but my comment saying, well, that may be the case, but anything is prettier than your spelling in reality.
It's because you pretty much owned her.
Yeah, pretty much.
And once you're owned, there ain't nothing else to say.
Ain't that the truth?
Zachary, this dumb bitch Misty DeLuxe wants to know, besides being down, what's the first thing you noticed in your low slash lit that made, I think she meant to say in your low and lit, not in, that made you want them? Ha ha, I'm bored. Zachary Keller goes, she wasn't all lit when I met her. I didn't care about that. I love her anyway, no matter what. What firstly attracted me to her was her shyness, blah, 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 and the challenge it was to bring it out. I've been happily with her on and off for 9 years. Well, if you're on and off, I don't think she's too happy with you.
So he got a girlfriend, yet he's on the internet every day fighting with everyone.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Take your product to the next level.
I think it's funny how Zachary Kelly actually fucking commented on that fucking Grace Stewart's trick. That's saying, just dress up Ken. He's already gay as fuck.
Who?
Yo, when that Grace Stewart chick was talking about they should make a fucking drag Barbie and a gay Barbie and a tranny Barbie.
Oh, I didn't realize people were actually talking on that.
Yeah, Zachary Keller goes, just dress up Ken. He's already gay as fuck.
Yeah, Zach would know.
Yeah. You won't get one of those, get that motherfucker dresses up like Barbie every night.
Well, that's disturbing.
Misty, nobody gives a fuck.
And all this shit on the internet, man, nobody gives a fuck.
Oh, man, now she's fucking going. Where the fuck that should go? So ready to cuddle with them. I need my teddy bear. Nobody gives a fuck.
I'm just searching for retention.
Well, obviously she is.
I just need somebody to talk to.
Oh, don't talk to me. I ain't here. Give a fuck.
Oh, have you know you want to be that girl's teddy bear.
Ugly as all fuck. Damn, plus we don't even know which one's which.
There's more than one.
Well, come on, man. Even you would not run out of her fucking picture and trying to figure out which one was which.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah.
People still don't know?
Okay, well, I was trying to figure that one out years ago.
Years ago?
Yeah, in other words, the same day I saw her picture.
And we just saw that like a week ago or so.
Yeah, like I said, I gave up trying to figure out the fucking which one was which. I forgot I left my fucking TV on pause for too long. At least if you go to the truck, I gotta press again.
Of course you do.
So let's go with... again.
Back from the dead, nigga.
Oh, no, man. I don't know what happened to Little Caesar.
What do you mean what happened to him?
What I mean is the fact that, you know, when we had the one that was, you know, a part of Kmart here, when we had a Kmart here, they had good pizza. now, they have their own little fucking store here. Their pizza one has become absolutely nasty.
I don't know. They still got a place around here, and they still got their little place in the Kmart over here, too.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the only Kmart left is up in Salisbury. And, yeah.
Did you say Salisbury?
Salisbury.
She said it's so pretty. That's what Havoc will get tattooed on him. A unicorn.
Hell nah. That would be Chris.
What are you talking about, man? Chris would have a rainbow.
Yeah. With a unicorn coming down from it.
So to cover that unicorn up, you're going to give him some chick.
Oh, man, I think it's funny how half these motherfuckers, you know, they get stupid tattoos, and they get them covered up with the next. Almost as dumb.
Yeah. I mean, if you really don't want a tattoo or you don't know what you want and shit, you probably shouldn't get a tattoo.
Exactly.
Or if the person you are going to get tattooed by is like a complete moron or can't see or whatever the fuck's going on, you probably shouldn't get a tattoo.
Yeah. I mean, shit, like, if you're going to get a tattoo, get one by someone, you know, who's fucking professional with this shit. Like, you know, like, actually knows what the fuck they're doing.
Well, you would think so.
Yeah, man, I don't know. Fucking tattoo numbers, not tattoo numbers, the attendance for Ink Master is trying to dwindle down more and more and more.
Hey, man. Fucking Tattoo's Nightmare should be glad that they got that show.
Yeah.
They make shitty tattoos, and then they get to cover them up.
It's true. It's damn true.
They're pretty much making money off of their mistakes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Trying to sculpt it instead of changing the shape of the glasses. Triple wire, and I noticed that it was sticking up. This was the most accurate.
So how about the fact that AJ Styles finally called out Tiffany Carter on her bullshit?
And what did he call her out on?
The fact that her daddy bought fucking TNA for her.
Who the hell's her dad?
Oh no, don't care. All I know is, you know, ever since that, like, you know, I don't know, since that bitch took over, things started to change more. And it was funny how, like, you know, the minute, like, AJ went to talk about more shit about her, she cuts off his mic and ends the show.
Huh. Now, where did we see this before? Couldn't have been WWE with CM Punk.
Oh, it's actually a lot different because of the fact that... yeah, I mean, CM Punk might got cut off.
No,
but,
it was him talking shit on the whole McMahon family, and then he cut his mic off, and then that was it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, but this time around, they cut off AJ's mic. They cut the lights, and it fucking completely ended the shit.
I'm just saying, man, it was him calling her out, and she didn't like it, and then shut it down. Same fucking thing.
What's even funnier is the fact that turns out AJ Styles isn't even contracted to TNA.
He's not in TNA.
Well, he's there, but he's not under contract.
Well, then what? How's he in the fucking Bound for Glory thing, and then how is he getting a title shot?
I don't know. All I know is apparently he's not under contract with them.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
Yes,
that's like,
but I think what...
that's like Edge getting a title shot at the next pay-per-view.
I don't know, man. I'd rather see Edge with the fucking title than seeing fucking Randy Orton with that title again.
But I'm just saying, he's not under contract. He's not with WWE.
Did you know fucking ICPSC mentioned AJ Styles and Scatterbrain?
Ain't that song off of the Storm City?
Yep.
Didn't know. I probably didn't really notice that because I only listened to that CD like once and it fucking sucked.
I think it's funny how they fucking mentioned him in the track. A little curious as what the fuck they said.
Wear my swimsuit at the soup sign in Argentina. Convalescent home patient serving me with subpoenas. Make sure you tell the fucking captain his legs are made of rubber. I got an apple for your forehead if I'm cleaning the shutters. Give me my turkey pass, straight and top six with the hooligan. Snakes are in a submarine, I'll never go to school again. I sold you a Porsche cause your mama's a fox. I'm selling footwear insoles and I'm running three shops. Horrified jelly worms with electric infant tango. Dinosaur crybabies cooking shrimp in San Diego. Full moons mean nothing without your rolling skates. When the water runs dry and blood fills the Great Lakes, I'm a hired assassin, but ice sculpture is art, and so I ride a horse everywhere, returning shopping carts. It's raining fish flies on the east side, and I'm rapping. Slutty ass gangs get slapped for napping.
I don't wanna know about the shit that matters. Guess which is shit. I scatter my brain. I don't wanna know about the shit that matters. Guess which is shit. I scatter my brain.
Oh, you're
hands up. Kamikazes don't tell lies. With that watermelon foot bath, they minds collide. Bitch, my knees been ball headed, so download that. Riding on a Zamboni in my Danny K hat. I'm the number one contender for a shot at the Bible Belt. I swam between piranhas and assaulted a patty melt. The red planet still remains in orbit, leaving trash piles cleaned up by AJ Styles. Me and Jay Giles, leopard shit in my yard. I took the yellow pill. I once stabbed a flamingo, but it was only a fire drill. Meet me at the market for your kung fu prime with that frozen ice firecracker.
Everybody run!
Get your panties off. Holy ship is ready to attack. Somebody get on the piano. I'm calling John Cusack and put 10 on pump 7. If your skills are tight, make sure you bring a wet mitten, cause it's cold, cold, cold.
I don't wanna know about the shit that matters. Skills with your shit. I'm scattering my brain. I don't wanna know about the shit that matters. Skills with your shit. I'm scattering my brain.
You guys take this clown stuff seriously? Are you always in makeup?
As much as fuck.
Hey, we're back.
That song fucking sucks.
yeah, but I heard that that mention of AJ Styles in there.
It wasn't even anything exciting.
Oh no, I didn't even realize that they even made a mention to him.
Man, I was listening to that Juicy J CD, man. I was seeing if it was any good. I was playing through the tracks and I was like, why is it when he does solo CDs, man, they fucking suck?
I don't know.
Like, the lyrics are just not there.
Well,
like, there was, like, maybe one song on there that I actually liked. But the rest of the album, it's like, wow. These choruses are terrible.
Didn't he have, like, Lil Wayne on something like that with him?
Well, there's that, yeah. He had Big Sean on there. Got Wiz Khalifa on there.
Oh, there you go.
Shit, he even has Justin Timberlake on there.
Oh, now you know why.
But I'm just saying, his lyrics that he wrote were pretty lame.
I get. I see. I think Juicy J needs to stick with 3-6 Mafia.
Yeah, at least then, man, at least they made some dope shit, but, like, him by himself, it's just bad.
Yeah. Yeah, shit, man, they even had fucking Trey Songz on that shit, fucking Yellow Wolf, Chris Brown.
Shit, man, Chris Brown actually had a decent verse on that fucking CD. And that's saying something, man.
Oh, this might make sense. Might be the reason why, because, let's see, you had Wiz Khalifa help fucking write a track. Lil Wayne helped write that fucking track that he was on with him, along with 2 Chainz.
Did they write the entire album, though?
No.
Well, then the blame goes to him.
Uh,
And I'm pretty sure the fucking bonus tracks even suck even suck too.
I don't even know if I heard those.
Let's see, you got 1,000 featuring Wiz Khalifa, Having Sex featuring Trina and 2 Chainz, and One of Those Nights featuring The Weeknd.
Yeah, I don't think I have those songs, nor do I even want them.
I'm going to probably skip the rest of this shit from Ink Master and go on to fucking Tattoo Nightmares. I haven't been watching that yet. I've had this shit on pause.
Well, way to go.
And now I want some steak. I blame Longhorn Steakhouse.
Why?
I don't want steak. It's all their fault because they had steak up on there.
Man, everything makes you hungry.
If it involves food, hell yeah.
Even if it doesn't involve food, it makes you hungry.
And half those fucking tattoos are gonna be getting, I'm gonna be up on Tattoo Nightmares now, especially the one with Dave Navarro. and that old bitch that had way too many wrinkles in her face.
Yeah, the scary granny.
Yeah. Oh, just get ready because next season it will be featuring that tattoo.
That's for sure.
That blonde chick with that tattoo of Dan Navarro, she does look good.
Oh, of
it's
course,
a Sherry Green again.
Of course
again.
You think that.
the fact that they just said that scary granny looks like the face of Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That's even funny. And the old lady crying because of it. Boo-hoo, he fucked up my face. Man, just go to Tattoo Nightmares, they'll cover it up. Yeah, so I'm guessing, like you said, I'm guessing Jason went home. Because that was a... Yeah, I just sent Kyle home because that was a horrible... I mean, I don't want them to send the Juggalo home. But, dude, you fucked up that tattoo big time. I don't give a fuck if you're fam or not. You fucked up your tattoo.
If that's the guy with the tattoo on his throat, he didn't go.
So, he's still there then?
Yep.
So.
Americans gonna come out with those creases that weren't done with solid black at all.
I agree. This tattoo is gonna light up. This thing.
Yeah, that tattoo looks like fucking Leatherface. So you say it has to do with the beard that went home?
I think so.
Who goes home? I might hear him talk anymore. There's somebody home to where I went. Who goes home?
Jason.
Yep, it's to do with the beard. Jason, he got that home. Mr. ZZ Top.
Yeah, see?
And yeah, the dude's lining work and shit like that was fucking horrible. But, I mean, his tattoo was a little bit better than Kyle was that fucking scary granny bitch.
Yeah, that tattoo was terrible.
Yeah. This has got you in the doghouse. Well, he put himself in the doghouse because he can't draw. Buy yourself a tattoo artist, but you can't do perfect tattoos. I see who's coming in for the tattoos now on Tattoo Nightmare. Now, where the fuck's my food at there, Big Gus? You bringing fucking Tommy and them?
Damn, man, you're just starting that episode, man. I'm on the next episode after that already.
Oh, it's all good. I mean, I've got it recording, that's why. So anything I miss, I just go right to that. Fuck, that didn't look like a gargoyle to me. That looks absolutely horrible. That gargoyle tattoo is absolutely fucking horrid.
Well, wait until you see how he got it.
The fact that Gus just said it looks like fucking dragon sperm. What the hell? It's sperm! Dragon sperm! Really?
Relax. You seem too excited about that.
The fucking Big Gus didn't seem to have more excited about that than anybody else would. I think I completely missed this episode on Tuesday. This is what happens when a white guy tries to be Snoop Dogg.
The fuck?
Apparently that dude with the fucking bulldog is supposed to be a rapper.
Why does that make him Snoop Dogg?
Apparently his rap name was Lawn Dog.
Is that what that said?
Yeah. Oh my god. This dude's trying to be fucking gangster and ghetto and a rapper. Just does not mix perfect whatsoever. But that's just funny.
I really appreciate it.
What's gonna make Rob Tex accounting is the Bulldog is so close to his other tattoos.
Well, look, that guy now has a treasure chest. How the hell did you get on this episode?
Easy. I fast forward into it. But that belongs to no. She got tattooed of stars up on her fucking ankle, like near her ankle and shit. Forgot her. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I mean, there's times where they get fucking hot-ass chicks up on here looking at tattoos, but then they get some really ugly bitches at the same time.
Well, most of the world is pretty ugly, Havoc.
Well, yeah, this is very true. You must be on, hold on. Let's see, you must have been on, the one with the fucking chick getting an ice cream cone on her fucking arm, too.
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen that one already. This one I have not seen at all. That Misty chick is definitely a fucking hoe. Definitely a hoe. Bitch, use a hoe. And hoe, use a bitch.
Who's a hoe?
That Misty chick, the one with the, you know, pictures that we, you know, you can't tell if it's her or not.
Oh.
Because of the fact she's calling this dude a boo. Because she's calling this one dude boo and shit like that.
I bet you that's a guy.
And I wouldn't doubt it. There's a guy with a fucking wig on her and shit like that. Like, oh.
No, I mean, the pictures probably aren't anything related to him.
Probably not.
These motherfuckers are retarded with their fucking memes and shit like that.
Who is?
David and his fucking whore.
Them people are just ridiculous. They really, 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 really need a life.
Yes.
It's I swear to God, they're like 5 years old. Like, ooh, let's keep posting pictures because we're so cool. Yay! And then they do it for hours.
Yeah, I know, right? You know what? I should comment on this and be like, I hate memes. Fuck off.
Yeah, well, that's gonna stop them. Big bad Havoc's gonna stop them.
Let's see. Then Sarah Helburn goes, "What the fuck is all this drama? Come on now, we're not we're jugglers, not assholes." Bullshit. I am an asshole.
Yeah. What, you're telling
Andrea
us jugglers you're telling us jugglers can't be assholes now? Quit telling me what to do.
And he goes, "Why can't we be both?" And then Sarah goes, "Sometimes, only sometimes." Fuck that, I'm an asshole all the time.
Yeah, all those special people seem to join together in that group.
Yep, they even brought in a new fucking special person. Sarah Helburn, or Born Burn, whatever the fuck your last name is, somebody gives two shit. Because you're ugly. Oh, wait, no. Never mind. She looks better than Andrea.
Man, the pile of shit looks better than Andrea.
Yeah, I believe it. Get myself out of that one fucking status before my shit was blowing up. Christopher Biller, I'm from PA. Don't give two fucks.
I put him from outer space.
Yeah, I saw that. "How'd you get this ugly sperm creature?" says Big Gus. Stupid memes. I'm tired of reading about bears and shit like that from these dumbasses.
Well, they will never go away.
I supposed to come and say I'm gonna kill your bears.
I'm sure they'll have a picture for that.
I'm sure they will. Wow, I'm gonna kill her. I'm gonna say I'm gonna kill. There, I'm gonna kill all your bears.
Yeah, kill them.
Let's see, I started a war with about Hobson. All these other CRs, and now starting a war about bears. No, I will not spare your bears.
You won't what?
Apparently, they tell me to spare their bears. And they're telling me I'm not gonna kill the bears.
No.
Yes, I will.
Fucking kill them!
I'm gonna kill them and replace them with Smacky the Frog. I'm a rapper. I'm a rapper. You're a kindergartner. I think it's funny how you get like all these fucking stupid commercials, all these stupid episodes where you get dumbass motherfuckers like that trying to be ghetto and hard and fucking gangster, and they end up looking like fucking the Mario Brothers and Platt. I'm looking for closure for this whole thing, yet you have green hair, bitch.
Okay, then.
You're ugly.
Did you like my fucking From Outer Space? Who liked that?
Oh, no.
Oh, some Angela chick, apparently.
Yeah, I love how this one new fucking post up. Any of the fam, gothic, or emo, you know, people just couldn't fucking get up and just fucking attack his ass. So on different generation of fam, in my day, there was no emo or goth juggalos, just straight G, gangster for life.
I'm on a credit site. Everything's credit card.com.
Retard. I'm gonna shoot these fucking people that come up with these stupid commercials.
Yeah, shoot them.
Yeah, these memes are fucking retarded.
Yeah, I see that Venom State dripping like my my comment. She was talking about people bitching about relationships on Facebook. She asking why they do that. I said because they think people care.
Oh my God, I'm tired of these memes.
Why did you tag me in that conversation?
I don't know.
What the fuck is with all this drama? Come on now, we're juggalos, not assholes.
Grumba.
And I'm tired of this bitch right here too, posting the same fucking picture every fucking day. Take a different angle or something, god damn it.
Matthew Webster goes, yo fam, I need some. Well, first of all, need to learn how to spell. He spelled son, not some, but son.
Advice.
My friend is so upset that she hasn't seen her husband in 2 weeks. She is talking crazy. Shit, I am worried. Please give me some advice.
Nope.
Yeah, you won't get no advice from us.
Check out this video of me shouting at people I think are dope. Who the fuck wants to watch that?
Nobody. Oh boy.
Man, I'm tired of this fucking Sarah Marie bitch too, man.
Hell yeah.
Little ass bitch. Kick her down the stairs.
Hashtag. Fuck your hashtag first. I'm leaving that fucking post. Yeah. Veronica, or whatever the fucking name is, he's about to pop, just go pop.
How the hell was this new? All you did was put some blood on your face with your face paint. How's that new?
Where the fuck did you see that one at?
Oh, wait, never mind. I didn't see the bottom. But I've seen that several times before, though. This girl posting up saying, try and do things with my paint. And it looks like the paint fucking everybody does nowadays. Just a little bloody.
I'm going to give a shout out to a few people I think are dope. Fuck you.
Maybe you're in that video.
God, I hope not.
Who the fuck drops a hatchet over a bitch?
wait, someone actually dropped a hatchet over a fucking chick?
I guess somebody posted up a picture saying it. So I'm guessing yes. Must be a lesbian. And like 12. You know, I'm really getting tired of seeing the Juggalo from GTA. Like, do we really need to take a picture of it every time we see it?
Really? No.
I hate life. Like,
and this dumbass Leticia, stupid, she goes, I honestly can't preach. My boyfriend is not a juggler, but if he slapped a ring on my finger and asked me to leave my juggler lifestyle, I would. Well, bitch, and you obviously would never fucking down to begin with.
Yeah, people are retarded. Oh, shut up, Amanda. I'll fucking kill you.
I think it's funny how, I don't know, like I mentioned, I'm going to kill all your bears, and people start fucking saying, no, don't kill my bears, and then all of a sudden they start liking my comment.
Oh, what dumbass.
Yep. He really just says, I got my swagger back. Man, that motherfucker should just be shot the minute he walks out the door for that.
Shoot him. That was like yesterday, man. This girl kept posting up sad statuses, and everybody kept liking them. And then she posted up a status like, why do you keep liking all my sad statuses? So I like that one. Just like this dumb girl put sick in bed, so I liked it.
Bud. Why can't I find any sad statuses in here? So that way I can look that shit.
The Penguins win 4-3 in the shootout. When the hell did that take place?
Hey, look. This is how it goes. Hey, fam, I don't want to do it. My boyfriend got locked up from a lie from a LOL slut. I think he meant to say little slut and her boyfriend. I'm feeling so lost. I don't know what to do. I hate her. She did this to get back at me, and it's working. I can't have him stay locked up. Our anniversary is Sunday, and I found out hell tomorrow would... That fucking sucks. There we go. This is something I can fucking like.
Well, this shit's over, man. Have fun with your status.
Man, I'm not gonna pass the fuck out. I have to get up in the morning and go talk to fucking workman's comp and fucking human resource.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah. Peace.
Peace.